Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week, Mike and Ian tell you how to lift weights with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Peter McGinnis.
Hey, Peter McGinnis.
From Manchester, New Hampshire.
From Manchester?
You betcha.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear the accent. And what do you do there in Manchester?
Well, depending on the day and time, I'm a pharmacy tech, a photographer, a voice actor, and a percussionist with the Jazz Dogs.
Wow. you're like a New Hampshire Renaissance guy.
Kind of.
So when you do voiceover work, are you called in for your genuine New Hampshire accent?
I try to be. I offer it as one of my, down east. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Can you tell me that you can't get there from here?
You can't get there from here.
Oh! Well, Peter, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a big winner. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
Here is your first limerick.
With kale leaves from Farmer Snoop's plot, I think I'll like smoothies a lot. The sticky green juice makes me feel really loose. He has hybridized kale plants with...
Pot.
Pot, yes. Pot, yes. Brooklyn-based food lab Williamsburg Wonders has found a way to get people to take their marijuana, combine it with delicious kale. It's called Kalebis. That shows they were not high enough when they named it. Kalebis is just like regular kale, so you'll still hate it, but now you won't remember why.
God, wow. They really should, really, this experiment isn't working. They really should illegalize kale.
Yeah. Ban it. Yeah. Kale and marijuana, it's so weird to combine something you like so much with something you hate. It's like having sex with your dentist.
That's an oddly specific metaphor.
Yeah, I know. Here is your next limerick.
It's my favorite pastime or sport, but I'm not often asked to cavort. Try as I might, I'm prejudged by my height. I have far fewer flings, because I'm...
short.
Yes. That's right. Short is the answer. According to a new study from Chapman University, short heterosexual men and women tend to have fewer partners than people of average height. Now, this study cited a number of factors: the height preferences of women, they like taller men, the short people's funny short little fingers. But let's face it, it is a turnoff when your boyfriend has to ask for a boost when he wants to make out.
I believe half of that research you just quoted is directly from a Randy Newman song.
I think so. Here is your last limerick.
France has air, but their taste is quite feudal. Don't cook pasta, France. Keep grooming poodles. Your vile carbonara will win no tiara. Your French fiends have butchered our...
noodles.
Yes, noodles. Very good. France and Italy, it's an international scandal. They're battling over something seriously called Carbonara-gate. Carbonara-gate is a dispute over a French cooking site's recipe for, quote, one-pot pasta carbonara. That's a classic Italian dish. Italians are so mad, some are even calling for their prime minister to intervene. You do not mess with a country's beloved foods. We're talking like Italy is overreacting, right? But remember how mad we were when France made that McRib with propionic hydroxybenzoate instead of butylated hydrozanisole? It's tradition.
Yes.
It's kind of nice that it's a pasta recipe that's causing a fight between Italy and France. The last time they were on opposite sides of a fight, it was over the question, are Nazis good?
It's not like they put kale in it.
That's it. No. Bill, how did Peter do in our quiz?
Peter did great. He got them all right.
Well done, Peter. That was really good. Thank you so much for playing.
Okay, it was great. Thanks.
Bye-bye.